Walking with Prince and Jesus and Paul brings us to the same conclusion as Nikola and Kropotkin, that the state exists to divide us and keep us small, manageable, quote unquote, although by the root of an awakening that our purpose is to participate in the love transformation that is coming into being. Unfolding our purpose in that house is why we're here. So, what has nation to do with it? And does it matter what route we use to come to the conclusion that the state holds us back and persecutes us, to come to the truth that we are all one? We've discussed in our readings of Anti-Systemic Movements, written by our good three, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. And these are shows that are posted to the Nascence to End Work website as audio and text on an Embracing Global Goals pages. We've discussed that the global nation-state system exists to service the Plato tribesmen's psychological obsession with containing and commanding us and to keep us divided, nation against nation, and certainly not to assist us in gaining our freedom or to serve our continuous growth, which is what we're here to do. Deeply entrenched in even just the official notion of the state is a class-bound concept of leadership, the selection of keepers of the people through electoral representation, though in truth this is theater. Leadership in freedom means something entirely different. Both Proudhon and Kropotkin in previous shows have made the point that we don't need the nation state to organize ourselves globally around the activities that we want to get done. And for this discussion, please read the excerpt from Peter Kropotkin's Modern Science and Anarchism, which was written at the end of the 19th century, which I included as an appendix to the text for this show. In fact, just the opposite. And also, please check out Peter Kropotkin's revolutionary pamphlets excerpts that I've posted to the blog page in one of the paragraphs above the one with the current date. That includes the Bloom PDF. I put together a PDF, Peter Kropotkin on State and Economy. Please check that out. It includes a much, much larger section of Kropotkin's pamphlets or essays. In fact, just the opposite. We don't need the global class system to organize the work that needs to get done. The nation-state system leads to a free-for-all in the grabbing up of resources, as the ruler's main objective is dividing and containing us, and creating scarcity is key to them doing this, and so prevents the efficient use of resources, which requires the participation of all. Not with sensors stuck on our head and brains, by the way, okay? Which is what the power guys, the Plato's tribesmen, have in mind with that concept of Internet of Things. We are not things, and we don't need them. You know, we have these hearts beating in our breasts that want to connect with each other and care about each other, one-to-one, face-to-face, person-to-person. We don't need their help to organize the work that needs to happen for us to all feel powerful, not feel, be powerful, be big, do what we're here to do. The only way the resources, including ourselves, of the planet can be managed with love is by us doing it ourselves, us in possession of our full powers of leadership and reflection. Proudhon describes the free-for-all process in the excerpt that follows from our April 23rd, 2017 show. Quoting Proudhon, the proprietor, the robber, the hero, the sovereign, for all these titles are synonymous, imposes his will as law and suffers neither contradiction nor control. That is, he pretends to be the legislative and executive power at once. Accordingly, the substitution of the scientific and true law, by which he means us, by the way, our powers of reflection connected to the infinite for the royal will, is accomplished only by a terrible struggle. And this constant substitution is, after property, the most potent element in history, the most prolific source of political disturbances. Property is the right to use and abuse. If then government is economy, if its object is production and consumption and the distribution of labor and products, how is government possible while property exists? And if goods are property, Why should not the proprietors be kings and despotic kings, kings in proportion to their facult bonitaire? And if each proprietor is sovereign lord within the sphere of his property, absolute king throughout his own domain, how could a government of proprietors be anything but chaos and confusion? And this includes, by the way, and both Kropotkin and Proudhon have noted, this includes when the state is the proprietor, as in so-called state capitalism. And we've been quoting Proudhon from our April 23rd, 2017 show. The rapacity they claim to protect us from is them. They're Plato's tribesmen protection racket for the ages across the millennia. But true authority rises to check them. It's past time to place our faith in love, in the infinite.